The trumpeter swan was almost extinct, said the game warden. People kept shooting them, like this crazy storekeeper, but now they are making a comeback. The storekeeper glared at the warden. I'll say they're making a comeback, he said. The swan that was just here came back to Billings with $4,420.78 and gave it all to me. I call that making a very good comeback. I can't imagine where he got all that money. It's a mighty funny thing. The storekeeper went back into his music store. The policeman went back to the station house. The judge went back to the courthouse. The game warden walked off down the street toward the hospital. And Alfred Gore, who was still thirsty, continued his journey to the candy store. All the rest of the people wandered away. At the hospital, the old cob lay peacefully in bed, thinking beautiful thoughts. He felt thankful to be alive and relieved to be out of debt. It was getting dark. Many of the patients in the hospital were asleep already. A nurse came into the cob's room to open his window. When she came back a few minutes later to take the cob's temperature and give him a back rub, the bed was empty. The room was deserted. The cob had jumped out of the window, spread his broad wings, and headed for home through the cold night sky. He flew all night, crossed the mountains, and arrived home soon after daylight, where his wife was waiting for him.